Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, so I feel like the collective sports fan is often consumed. We've been consuming this show, right, by who's calling the game. Like on TV, we're always like, who's calling the game? We have our thoughts.
Well, we know now we get the number ones.
There's not a lot of questions now. Nance and Romo again. Yeah, I know. There's a little bit of that probably as well.
But look out, Jim!
But every year, you know, they got 15 crews of broadcasters doing games now, probably more than that. And each year, the NFL puts on a pretty cool event. Like, it's a broadcaster boot camp.
Right.
And they bring in ex-players, some current players that want to learn more about, hey, how do I do this? And this
is where you got your start, right? This is how you got on the sidelines?
I wish. No, this is where the guy that replaces me comes from.
Oh, okay. Got you. All
yeah,
right.
Yeah. This is where they train somebody to do the job better, I think is what it is. But no, we do have a tie to this event because Dan Israel, Chiefs Radio Network, joins us here on 610 Sports Radio. And Dan is always part of the annual broadcaster boot camp, training our next great young broadcaster.
So who's
out
the
there.
Next star?
Dan, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, that's part of the problem, right? They got me training them.
So everybody should be good and ready to go, except if you're trying to tell them how to connect.
That's right.
So who is the next star? Who did you come back from the Kansas City going, dang, that guy was pretty good. I'm pretty impressed.
You know, there were a couple of notables at this year's workshop. Andy Dalton was pretty good. Chase Daniel was there. He was pretty good. Justin Pugh, longtime offensive lineman. I thought he was probably the closest to being ready. But, you know, the guy who surprised me the most was Manti Te'o. I didn't expect him to be as analytical. We do the classroom, and then we go to an actual on-hands experience where they sit in front of the microphone, they sit in front of the camera. And during our radio version, we had the clip in the Packers-Chiefs game from last season, the regular season game, where Drew Tranquil goes down. And Manti Te'o was the only one to kind of understand that Tranquil had the green dot on his helmet and kind of talk about the significance of that injury. Now, of course, he was a linebacker, so I guess that probably figures. But he was much better than I expected him to be. So we'll see who rises up out of that bunch.
It's kind of an interesting dynamic, though. The league has invested, I guess, time and money, and then encouraged players to become a part of this. This is not the first year. You've been doing this for several years. Do you remember kind of how it all started?
Yeah, this goes back 17 years. Not for me. I haven't been doing it all that time, but 17 years they've been doing these symposiums, and there's all kinds of topics. It's anything that an ex-player might have interest in. For instance, they have one on banking, they have one on finance, one on investing, and the league brings in these experts to come and provide classroom instruction, some hands-on experience, and it also provides some networking for the players. For instance, the music production workshop is conducted by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, huge producers in the music industry, right? Yeah, so it's a really good opportunity for these guys. However, the most popular one is the broadcast and media workshop.
And how long does this workshop last? I know they call it a boot camp, and I saw Tyrann Mathieu tweeted something like, I got a new respect for these broadcasters after going through this. So, like what is the day like? What is the week like for these guys?
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. Tyrann came up to me on Tuesday and said, Yeah, man, I'm sorry. I know sometimes I said no. So, yeah, now you get it, don't you? Now you understand.
Yeah.
So they hit the street, or they hit the L.A. area on Monday. We just have a quick get-together. And then Tuesday starts classroom, Wednesday's classroom, and then Thursday they do all the hands-on stuff. They get in front of the camera. They do a shot. They do a stand-up for television. They do some podcasting. Then they come and do a couple of radio things. One thing we did this year that I thought was much, much better, in previous seminars, we would have them do a 10-minute clip of the radio, and they just get, like, in color analog, you know, when you talk about, you know, doing something like Total Access or Good Morning Football, it's a very long form, lots of time, the guy's asking you questions. However, when you're the color analyst in a play-by-play situation in a game, much, much faster. You've got to be more concise. You know, brevity is king there, right? And so they just get used to that 10-minute segment, and then it was over. And I think every one of them would always remark, wow, that goes so fast. So this year we did one where I just hammered them. You know, as a producer, I'm in their ear constantly, just really kind of giving them the structure of what they need to be doing and saying. Then they went off with some coaching, and then they came back and we did it again. And I think the second try really let us see, first of all, do they have a talent for this? But more than anything, are they coachable? Mm-hmm. Because a lot of these guys, you know, they've been coached their whole lives, but the natural athletic talent does them absolutely no good when they're under the mic. So,
did they? Somewhere, Danon's having PTSD as well.
Yeah, right.
He's like, Danon's out there twitching today about keep it short, man. Keep it short.
It really is, you know, when you have to talk in 12-second segments, it's a different beat.
Yeah,
right?
It is.
Did CBS send Romo back for remediation?
Oh, wow. No? Wow.
Jim. I actually like Tony. I did a deal with Tony and Jim Nance and Lynn Dawson for Super Bowl 50, and he was such a nice guy. I have a hard time, but I don't get to listen to him very much because – we're doing our game, right?
Right.
But he's just become in fact, it's interesting because we talked about Tony Romo. Originally, you would tell a color analyst, look, don't look forward. You know, you can say, okay, they've got to do, after this timeout, this is what they kind of should do, but don't try to guess the play. But when Tony first came off the bench into broadcasting, he still read all the defenses. He could do that. He's kind of gotten out of that training, you know. He's going to have to we try to impress on these guys, look, this is a full-time job, man. You're going to have to compete as hard at this as you did to get in the NFL, and some of them are up for that, some of them are not. And I think, like in the Tony Romo's case, he's just gotten to the point where showing up to the games and it's starting to show.
Yeah, I don't want you to name names, but I know that there's been some sessions you've done in previous years where I think you've probably found guys that walked out of there like, yeah, not for me.
Yeah, and that was the case this year as well. You know, they really don't know what they're getting into until they see it behind the scenes. And I think that's the advantage of these workshops. And we tell them early on Tuesday, there's a kind of a Q&A segment. And, you know, one of the things that Michael Robinson and Kurt Warner's told these guys was, look, this isn't for everybody. So try to take these next few days and figure out whether you really have a passion for it. Because if you don't do this. And I agree with that. You know, you really have, it's hard work. As we all know, behind the scenes, you're studying, you got to get players' names right. Nothing, we try to tell them, look, no matter how big a name you are, you could be Patrick Mahomes. But if you go on the air and start mispronouncing names, your credibility is going to go out the door in an instant.
Yeah, people aren't going to stand for that, as we talk with Dan Israel here on 610 Sports Radio. What do you think about the whole Tom Brady thing, though? I mean, like, how does he factor into, you know, what's going to happen this year on the Fox side of things? Because he's now leaning towards, well, he may come back out and play again. So what are you hearing on the Tom Brady front?
Yeah, he's actually, I know, isn't that crazy that he actually said that last week.
Yeah.
I find that fascinating. And you know coaches, you know teams, somebody's going to take a flyer. But I do know he's working with one of the talent consultants that the NFL Network uses to actually be coached for broadcasting, which is good. Mm-hmm. Because we all remember Montana coming out. Montana, outstanding player, not so good a broadcaster. And so Brady is at least preparing for that role, which I think is important. We'll see how good he is. I think he's got some personality. I think one of the things we like to teach these guys is, look, bring your personality, man. You just can't do, you know, you just can't be flat on the air. People want to like you. They want to know you. They want to feel like they know you. And so trying to get them to be themselves and yet still do the job, that's kind of the trick in it all.
But some guys don't have personalities, though, Dan. I mean, sometimes you just run into a guy, like a guy just doesn't have a personality, right? And that's okay. That's who they are. Like, how do you bring out something that may or may not be there?
Those are the guys that walk out of there going, this isn't for me.
Isn't for me, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, without saying this to the guys, I mean, that's kind of the, if you're not athletically talented, you're not making it all the way to the NFL. If you don't have a personality, you're probably not going to make it all the way to, because you can't teach speed, you can't really teach personality. A guy can't be funny if he's not funny, and I feel like those are guys that just aren't. But, you know, it's fascinating to me that so many of these guys, and they're not all quarterbacks, right? I thought Teron Armstead, longtime Saints tackle, signed a 4 or 5 year deal with Dolphins. He was pretty good. I thought his personality came out. He actually told a story. He said he was last season he was driving to the practice and got a flat tire, and he's standing by the side of the road, and Tua Tagovailoa comes his way, so he's waving at Tua as he drives right by him. He just went right by him. He said, I'm a 6'4", 300-pound guy, and he's left-handed, so I ain't hearing any of that blindside stuff from him. So that was pretty funny. These guys just, it's their natural ability to kind of relate to you. We get to see that off the air. Now, so we can coach those guys when they get on the air to bring that, but some of the guys, just don't have it.
Who did you find to replace Josh?
No one. There's nobody
good.
Better.
Good. Good answer.
Mark tape.
Yeah.
Make sure you get that. Get that for me. All right. We're close to the draft. Just a skosh away. What would you like to see the Chiefs get done on the few days of the draft?
I'm an offensive tackle guy, man. I feel like you've got to protect your most valuable asset, and so that's probably my side. I know everybody wants wide receiver. I get it. I understand, but. I don't know. I'm sticking with tackle. How about you guys?
I love that. I love it. I mean, like, the more the people want wide receiver, the more I'm like, I think we got Mahomes.
If there's
the
right guy there.
If he's there, you can trade up and get that guy. But I'm with you. I think left tackle is a bigger need than we're letting on to believe right now, right?
You know, one of the things we learned from these 6-year, 7-year run is that you've got to be healthy. You've got to have a certain amount of luck when it comes to postseason. You got to get all the way to the game healthy, because we all remember the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Super Bowl. Super Bowl 55 was a disaster because we lost the two tackles. And I feel like if you're going to keep Patrick Mahomes healthy, the only way you do that is to have at least some quality, you know, offensive line play. And so, you know, guys, it was interesting. One of the ladies that coordinates this broadcast boot camp is Ashley Smith, and she came up to me a few years ago and she goes, hey, I'm Ashley Smith, you actually know my little brother. And I said, who's your little brother? And she says, Trey Smith. I don't think Trey's ever been described as little, Ashley. No. I'm pretty sure he's your bigger brother.
You know what, though? You want to talk about a guy who quietly may be really good at that after his football career. Yeah. Trey Smith may be that
Trey
guy.
Trey may be that guy.
Yeah. Yep. No, and that's exactly right, Bob. You know, where you get to know these guys and you kind of understand, okay, you've got this. You could do this job. If you can learn the mechanics of the job, learn the vernacular of the job, you've got a shot at this.
Dan, thanks for a few minutes. One day you can, you know, better train me. All right.
You got all you need, brother.
See, I'm just
look at him. Just fishing for
just
compliments.
Getting those
sucking
sound
up
bites.
In the off season.
That's right.
That tells you how close we are to actually getting back into the season.
That's probably
very
true.
Far.
Thank you, Dan.
You bet, guys. Have a good morning,
Dan Israel, Chiefs Radio Network. And again, he's helping to. It's kind of a cool event. I'd love to go.
I would
watch
love to be
it.
There. I know. Yeah. I'd love to participate. I think it'd be so much fun.
Yeah.
I think it'd be great. I think hearing him talk about it, I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat it. Sounds exhausting.
Oh, yeah.
Exhausting of everything that they had to go through. Classroom, probably 8 to 10 hours a day, right? And then you have to put it all into action on Thursday.
Let's see how you
When's
do
here, cocktail
guys.
Hour?
Yeah, that's right. I thought I was just coming to L.A. to hang out.
But most of the guys probably think that. And the guys who think that
jump
the
on
guy,
TV. Yeah, let's jump on the radio. It'd be easy.
The guys who think that.
I've done interviews before in the locker room. Exactly. I mean, I can do this. And then they go, whoa, wait a minute.
Wait, hang on a second.
There's a little more to this.
But also, too, having Romo and Brady just kind of walk in the door right afterwards doesn't help things.
Yeah, because a lot of them have to work at it.
Yeah, like a guy like, look at Mark Schlereth. He didn't walk in and become a superstar. That guy worked his way up. I think he's a really good analyst. I think he should get more opportunities to do bigger games. I think he's really, Greg Olson, really good, too.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.